a new creation. Hello, Malcolm here. Welcome to Quiet Time Coaching. This is episode 519, and this is also the new creation series and part 11 today. New creation, new change, part 1. Today, the connection between being a new creation and change, spiritual change. How do we change? We're going to explore that today and in the next two or three of these. Before we can talk about change, however, we need to ask a question. Do we believe we can change? Do you believe you can change? Let's think about this. God is the change agent. In 2 Corinthians 3:18, we're being transformed into the same image, the image of Christ, from one degree of glory to another, for this comes from the Lord, the Spirit. We are in an ongoing, lifelong process of change. The glory we grow into is from the Lord, the Spirit. Spiritual change is challenging, but it's not all about us. God empowers the change. Our part is to cooperate with Him. If we fully accept that God is the change agent, then we will have no difficulty believing that we can change. So, God changes us. But what's the goal? Well, what's the change goal? 2 Corinthians 5:17, our theme verse, if we're in Christ, there is a new creation. Everything old has passed away. See, everything has become new. You see, we're in Christ. The goal is transformation on one level, yes, but what is the key element that makes that goal possible? What are we aiming at? As somebody said, the goal of Christian spiritual formation is intimate, loving connection and relationship with the Trinity, and the outcome of that is transformation. And this understanding is important because if we aim too hard at transformation, we will become a slave to our growth and change hopes. In other words, transformation could become an idol. Instead, we understand that the goal is to have a deep relationship with God, and then we anticipate transformation, growth, and change. So, the goal is God. And how does that happen? Well, so much of it happens because of Jesus the Transformer. He was skilled and powerful at helping people be transformed, and He can help us. Take Peter, who went from an indisciplined mouth to an effective preacher and teacher, or the woman at the well. One encounter took her from a shame-ridden outcast perspective to being the greatest evangelist of her community. Zacchaeus, from a corrupt thief to a generous benefactor. James and John, sons of thunder, restless, selfish ambition, harsh. Later, Jesus was the first disciple martyr and John became the apostle of love. What happened? They all encountered Jesus in a way that freed them from remaining stuck where they were, as they were. That same hope is available today for you and me to change. Jesus said in John 8:36, if the Son makes you free, you will be free indeed. Valuing spiritual formation takes this promise seriously. We can learn to love and to live well. Richard Foster said that he dreamt of a day when spiritual formation was so saturating in all those who follow hard after Jesus that they become known to all as experts in how to live well. That's our dream, isn't it? So, let me give you some thoughts for reflection. In which area of spiritual growth do you sense God prompting you, and how can you cooperate with Him? How can you make sure your goal is a deep relationship with God, not the change that comes from Him? And what does it mean to you that Jesus has come to set you free? Is it more than sin? And if so, what does that look like? Next time, we'll go on to look at another aspect of change, focusing on how our relationship with Jesus is the key. Till then, take care and God bless.